Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura. Okay, so are they going to die?
We've arrived, Laura, at the day three. That's the big question. Are Nils and Morten going to die? Nils, the mean boy who is now a gnome. Morten, his goose, who's now kind of a friend. Mm-hmm. I think maybe they're friends now. But when we left them yesterday, they were being chased by some angry crows. Caw, caw! And the crows were probably trying to eat them.
Probably.
If it was a fight between a goose and a crow, I would put my money on the crow. They look tougher.
I know.
And they
look
kind of
scary.
That sharp, kind of curved beak. Anyway, and crows, do you know, they're actually really smart.
They are.
They're super smart. Almost as smart as
parrots.
That's
why they're always, like, telling, you know, secrets to the evil queen.
That's right. They're often bad. Maybe just because they're black. Anyways, so there we had these black crows, which are kind of cool, but a little scary, were chasing Nils and Morten. But to try to get away, what did Nils and Morten do? They split up. They went in different directions.
You know, in a scary movie, when you do that,
someone dies.
I know.
The person who runs outside always
dies. It's so weird, though. Why would they split up?
I don't know.
Because that's, like, even more dangerous.
And why does the person who runs outside die, but the person who runs upstairs is always okay?
Yeah, that's so weird.
I don't know. Anyways, this isn't a horror movie, but it is a bit of a scary situation.
Yeah.
So let's keep reading to find out what happens.
The Wonderful Adventures of Nils.
After Nils runs from the crows, he meets the fox again. The fox wants to eat Nils, but Morten flies back and saves him. Morten helps Nils return home. Nils is scared. He says,
"My parents can't see me. I'm too small."
Morten says,
"You should say sorry to the gnome. He might turn you back to your normal size if you do."
At the farm, Nils' parents are planning to cook Morten for dinner. Nils tries to save Morten. When he does, he turns back into a boy and stops his parents. In the end, Nils learns he should be nice to animals and try to help others.
Meet. Meet. Meet, met, met. I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. Return. Return. I'm going to lunch. I'll return to the office at 1:30 p.m. I'm going to lunch. I'll return to the office at 1:30 p.m. Parent. Parent. Both of my parents work in a school. Both of my parents work in a school. Plan. Plan. Plan, planned, planned. Martina plans to go to Japan for her next vacation. Martina plans to go to Japan for her next vacation.
Okay, so let's start reading. It says, after Nils runs from the crows, he meets the fox again.
The one that's head stuck in the fence.
Yeah, this is really awkward and embarrassing because
you tricked him.
The good news is that Nils got away from the crows, but remember this fox yesterday? He was the one who was trying to catch the sheep, but Nils and Morten got the fox to trap his head inside a fence. So the fox is not as scary as the crows, maybe. But the fox might be really angry with Nils. And foxes, even though they're small and kind of cute, they do have sharp teeth. And they could, you know, eat a gnome.
Oh, okay.
About that quickly.
Okay, so in Nils 逃离这个乌鸦之后,
Holy,
he meets the fox again.
That's right. You don't want to meet a scary scary person on a dark, rainy night, and you don't want to meet a fox if you're a tasty gnome. To meet, this verb is spelled M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T, M-E-E-T, but Nils could be fresh meat, M-E-A-T, for the fox. Okay, in this case, M-E-E-T, well, first of all, it's not a noun, it's a verb, and we're not talking about the flesh of an animal or a person or anything like that. Meet here, M-E-E-T, the verb is to encounter, to come across. So if you're walking down the street and your friend is walking up the street, hey, you met your friend. M-E-T is the past tense. It's nice to meet our friends or people we know when we're outside, when it's a surprise. That's kind of an unexpected and nice thing to happen. We can also, of course, use meet when you talk to someone for the first time. Hi, I'm Mike. Hi, I'm Jennifer. You're meeting that person. But in this case, we're really just talking about you're going outside, walking around in your normal day, and hey, who should you happen to see? Who do you meet? Someone that you already know, so you meet them on the street. For example, I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. We didn't go together. We just happened to be there at the same time. It was a happy coincidence.
Meet 是个动词，就是遇见啦，碰上的意思。动词三态为 meet, met, met.For example, I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. 我在银行遇见我的邻居，并且跟他打招呼。Would you say hello to your neighbor if you meet them?
I don't know. I do know one neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. We say hello when we're in, you know, the one who lives on the same floor. The other ones are not that friendly.
Yeah, that's true. So. Okay, or you could also meet an old friend at the store.
That's right.
Yeah, if you live nearby and then it's like, oh, I didn't know you
that's
live
right.
here.
Your old friends, your neighbors, people who you might see by surprise in the course of your normal day. All right, so Nils met the fox, but this is not a happy thing. He does not want to meet this angry fox. And it seems the fox is quite happy to eat meat and eat Nils. It says the fox wants to eat Nils, but Morton flies back and saves him. The goose saves the day yet again.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's better than a dragon, okay.
So I'd like to have a goose that saves me from danger.
Okay, so Huli, 他竟然想要吃 Nils, 但是哇，这个 Morton 竟然及时出现了，他飞回来救他呢。
So Nils jumps onto Morton's back and off they fly back home. It says Morton helps Nils return home, safe at home once again.
Morton, how lucky Nils is.
Super lucky.
Yeah, okay. So Morton 帮助 Nils 回家. So they returned home.
They returned home. And this word return, a verb, is spelled R-E-T-U-R-N. Let's learn more. Return is basically just to go back to a place that you started from. To go back to a place that you left from.When we talk about the word go or the word leave, return is kind of the opposite. We will almost always return to the place we started. In the morning, you get up, you leave for work or school, and at the end of the day, where do you go? Well, eventually you will return home. You will go back. If you start at A and go to B, but then you go from B back to A,That part is to return. I'm going to lunch. I'll return to the office at 1:30 p.m. I'm going to lunch. I'll return to the office at 1:30 p.m. That's when I'll come back.
Return, 就是 go back, 返回嘛，它是一个动词。像是刚刚例句提到，就是我要去吃午饭咯，我会在下午一点半 return to the office, 回到办公室。Yeah, you probably will say that if...Maybe you're talking to your secretary, like, I'm leaving, but we'll return at a certain time, like 2 p.m. or something. I was going to say 2 a.m., okay? Or maybe you could return from your trip, you know? Yeah, maybe you went away for for holidays.
Unless you're moving to a new country or city, you will always return home.
Of course.
Otherwise, you'll be sad, and you'll need lots of new clothes.
And you need money.
And you won't have money, that's right. And who's going to feed your fish? Anyways, let's get back to the article. So Nils is scared. He's returning home, which is safe. But remember, he used to be a boy, and now he's a gnome. So he's scared. He's a little bit afraid of returning home. Why? Well, he says, my parents can't see me. I'm too small.
Okay.
If you think your parents are going to be mad when you come home with, you know, chocolate ice cream on your shirt, they're really going to be mad if you come home and now you're a magical little dwarf.
I think that's cute, though.
Well, yeah, but if you left and your son was a handsome young 14-year-old boy,
okay, and now he's
a tiny little creature with a long beard and a red floppy hat,
no. You'd
be like, wait a minute, what happened to you?
Right, so Nils 很害怕说怎么办我爸妈看不见我太小记不记得他现在长得不是原本的样子哦 So his parents
will be upset, absolutely. Why will your parents be upset? Because that's what parents do. Parent, this is a noun, P-A-R-E-N-T is how we spell the word parent.As I mentioned, yes, parents do get upset, but that's not the only thing they do. In fact, most of them don't do that very much. They do lots of other things like, I don't know, give you life, because your parents are your mother and father. That's what we call them. Those are your parents. You have two parents, one mother and one father, for most of us. Now, your parents do many other things. They give you life, they give you a place to live, they work hard to make money to buy you clothes and toys and put you in school and all that sort of stuff. But also they give you love, they give you advice, they help to raise you because you're the child and they are the parents. For example, both of my parents work in a school. Both of my parents work in a school.
Parent 就是父亲或者是母亲，它是一个名词哦。像是刚刚例句提到，就是我的父母都在某一间这个学校工作哦。Okay, so I think children need lots of encouragement from their parents.
Encouragement, yeah. Love, protection.
Yeah, some parents can be very strict here in Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
And encouragement is very important. 要鼓励，小孩子需要很多的鼓励。And love.
And love. Being strict is fine, but you also have to help to lift the kids up when they're feeling low. Absolutely. Well, Morton...The goose is listening to Nils say that he's scared to go home. He's scared what his parents say. And Morton says, you should say sorry to the gnome.
Oh, remember, the
gnome was the one who used the magic at the beginning to change Nils from a boy into a gnome. And that's because Nils was not nice.
Wow.
So, you know, say sorry. And maybe the gnome will then say, okay, and turn you back into a boy.
Wow.Okay,
yeah.
So Morton, you're quite wise. Okay, so Morton 就回答说，哎，你应该要跟小精灵道歉。Say sorry to somebody, 就是向某人道歉。I'm going to talk about something regarding parents.
Okay.
Parents should say sorry to their kids even if they make a mistake, right?
Sure,
absolutely. They can't just say, because I'm your mom.
No.
So, you know, I don't have to say sorry.
No matter who you are, if you make a mistake, you should say sorry. And you should mean it. Don't just say sorry and then do the same thing again later on. You should change your ways if you did something wrong. And yes, say sorry first, but then do things better in the future. All right, well, here's Morton still giving good advice to Nils. First he said, say sorry to the gnome, and then he adds, the gnome might turn you back to your normal size if you do. He might not, but even if he doesn't, you should still say sorry
because you
were mean and you started the problem.
Okay, 所以这时候他又说了，如果你这么做，他也许呢会把你变回正常的大小。这里的 might 是用来表示可能性，可能啦，也许啦，怎么样怎么样。而 normal 呢，则是正常的、标准的。Okay, we'll find out.
So there they go, flap, 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 fly, 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 back to the farm. And then we read, at the farm, Nils' parents are planning to cook Morton for dinner. What, how did this happen? Well, what, they can't find a chicken? Why didn't Morton help them? That's not fair.
Why Morton?
Exactly. Is he the only goose that's tasty? I don't think so. Anyways, that's what happens in the story. So Nils's parents, his mother and father, who of course they don't know anything about this. They just see Morton. He's a goose on the farm. They're hungry. He's dinner. It's simple for them. So they're planning to cook Morton for dinner. The important word here is planning, which means they haven't done it yet. There's still time.
Okay, 所以在这个农场里 ，Nils 的父母正在计划要把 Morton 煮来当晚餐。So they're still planning to.
But they could call out for pizza.
Yeah.
There's a good Chinese restaurant down the road. Go there. Don't ignore it. That's the bad. Don't plan that way.
Okay.
Plan. This is a verb. P-L-A-N. Plan. It's a terrible thing to plan. But the word plan is talking about what you intend to do in the future. It's not something you are doing now. It's not something that you did in the past, but it's something you're thinking of doing and getting ready to do in the future. We can plan to do all sorts of things. Maybe something easy like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I plan to go to the beach with my friends. That's what I'm thinking of doing. That's my intention, to use a big word. But of course, plans can change. If you find that it's raining all weekend, you'll have to plan to do something else. And of course, we can have big plans too. I plan to go to the best university. I plan to become a CEO. I plan to get married before I'm 30. You can make these plans. Yes, we can also use it as a noun many years early. And of course, then you'll do things to make that plan, to make your plan come true. But plans are basically what you're thinking of doing in the future, and you're taking a few steps to get ready to make that thing happen. For example, Martina plans to go to Japan for her next vacation. Martina plans to go to Japan for her next vacation. Well, I hope she does.
My high school friend's name is Martina.
Oh, is she planning to go to Japan?
Probably.
Good plan.
Okay, plan 是什么呢？就是计划，它是当作动词在本课当中哦。那动词三态就是 plan, planned 要重复它的字尾 n 加上 ed, planned. Okay, 像是 Martina, 她就计划下个假期要去日本哦。Or you could also have a teacher planning her next lesson, right? Or how do you plan to spend your holiday?
Oh, I plan to maybe see a movie, go to a nice restaurant, but probably rest at home and read some books.
And I like that saying, things don't always go as planned.
No,
事情总是不会按照计划进行。
That's right. There we go. So...
We also saw for dinner, 就是吃什么当晚餐。For example, we're having roast chicken for dinner, not Morton.
Oh no, I think we're having Morton.
No.
He's delicious and he's so ready. Oh, he's so, he's going to be so good. No, he's not. That's terrible. He might be delicious, but if a goose saves your life, it would be wrong to eat him. I might understand if you do, but it would be wrong to do that. So Nils...Now he's trying to be good. He's trying to not be mean anymore. He wants to do the right thing. So the young boy Nils tries to save Morton. And when he does, when Nils saves Morton by stopping his parents from killing him and cooking him, so when he does save him, Nils turns back into a boy. Yay! And stops his parents.
Wow.
So the magic spell has been broken, and all it took was for Nils to be kind for once in his life. Well, actually, no, it wasn't the first time. He was kind on the journey, too.
Yeah. Okay, so Nils 试图要救这个 Morton. 可是当他这么做的时候，哇哦，他却变回男孩的模样，而且他还阻止他的父母哦。So,
in the end, we read Nils learns he should be nice to animals and try to help others.
Okay, so that's the moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story.
There you go. Okay, 所以最后 Nils 学习到什么呢？他应该要对待这个善待这个动物，并且试着去帮助其他的人。In the end, 就是最后最终终于怎么样？像是呢 ，What did you decide in the end? Okay. Because All right. you don't know when you're shopping for clothes, you know?
It's true. You have a lot of time to think, but you do have to make that final decision. Mm. And the final thing we need to do is go to review time, but there's actually one more thing before the final thing, and that, of course, is our magic box. How could we forget about that? Magic box.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Hello, people. 应该每个人都有需要跟别人道歉的时候吧。不过大家知道要怎么用英文道歉吗？学任何语言的一开始啊，我们一定会从请、谢谢、对不起开始。所以你一定知道对不起的英文要用 sorry 这个字。我们今天来去进一步学习怎么把 sorry 放进去句子里面哦。道歉通常就是要跟特定的人道歉嘛，所以我们可以说 say sorry to somebody 表示向某人道歉。比方如果你今天抢了姐姐的手机，你可能就会听到妈妈叫你 say sorry to your sister， 哎，赶快跟你的姐姐道歉。那如果为了什么事情，我们可以在后面接一个 for something， for doing something 这样子句型。那整个句型呢，就会变成 say sorry to your sister for using her phone， 就是跟姐姐道歉你用了她的手机。那如果要描述别人在道歉呢，我们可以用 say sorry that 点点点加子句。同样我们也来造个例句，比方说男朋友莫名其妙生气，但之后呢感到很抱歉，就可以说 My boyfriend Dean was sorry that he got mad。 Dean 呢很抱歉自己生气，然后呢对于自己感到生气呢感到很抱歉。所以啊，同样用 sorry 后面可以接很多搭配不同的句型啊。 Let's see if you got them。 你抢了姐姐的手机，然后还把它用坏了，这时候呢真的是需要道歉了。所以我因用坏姐姐的手机向她道歉，这句话英文可以怎么说呢？ I breaking her phone。 你可以填进正确的句型吗？
The answer is I said sorry to my sister for breaking her phone。
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
All right, so for our review time today, because we've had so many requests from all of you guys out there, thank you for all your letters, emails, postcards, telegrams, passenger pigeons.
Wow.
No, sorry, messenger pigeons.
Oh.
And the skywriting. Did you see the people put up skywriting?
Yeah.
Demanding fill in the blank. There was whole crowds of people just going, fill in the blank, fill in the blank. So we're going to do fill in the blank questions for our four word power words. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so here I was blanking to go to the bank one day. I was planning to go to the bank one day.
Right.
And as I came back from the bank, as I blank back home.
As I returned
back home, who did I happen to blank? Who did I happen to meet? It was your blanks.
Parents.
It was your parents.
Really?
Sue and Bertram.
Okay.
Is that your parents?
No, it's John and Stephanie.
Ah, that was my next guess. I happened to meet your lovely parents, John and Stephanie. They're very nice people.
I know.
So we went out and we had Morton for lunch.
No.
I've said too much. All right, guys, that's it for us. Bye-bye. Take care.
Morton
Be nice.
Still alive.
Be nice. He was delicious. Be nice to geese of all kinds and don't insult a gnome. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
There you go. 3 days of good lessons. Bye-bye.
The Wonderful Adventures of Nils.
After Nils runs from the crows, he meets the fox again. The fox wants to eat Nils, but Morton flies back and saves him. Morton helps Nils return home. Nils is scared. He says,
My parents can't see me. I'm too small.
Morton says,
You should say sorry to the gnome. He might turn you back to your normal size if you do.
At the farm, Niels' parents are planning to cook Morten for dinner. Niels tries to save Morten. When he does, he turns back into a boy and stops his parents. In the end, Niels learns he should be nice to animals and try to help others.
Meet. Meet. Meet, met, met. I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. I met my neighbor at the bank and said hello. Return. Return. I'm going to lunch. I'll return to the office at 1:30 p.m. I'm going to lunch. I'll return to the office at 1:30 p.m. Parent. Parent. Both of my parents work in a school. Both of my parents work in a school. Plan. Plan. Plan, planned, planned. Martina plans to go to Japan for her next vacation. Martina plans to go to Japan for her next vacation.